Hey, this is Melissa Bartel, the Bathtub Mermaid, and this is my post for the Dog Days of Podcasting, 2014, episode 8. This is another catch-up post, because I missed a few days because polyurethane killed my voice. Feel deluded, as once again I am eluded, and everything is left unconcluded. I need something to hold. Two months ago, my husband, Fuzzy, and I adopted another dog. We already had three of our own. Perry, a 7-year-old Chihuahua mix, has the special talent of running up to visitors and flipping onto his back just in time to arrive at their feet in the optimal position for belly rubs. Maximus, or Max, is a 5-year-old pointer mix who goes roo-ing up and down the hall every evening at 8. Teddy, who is about a year and a half old, weighs 97 pounds, has paws almost as big as my hands, and likes to rest his forepaw on my arm while I pet him. We also have a rotating foster dog, sometimes even two, because we're a foster family for the Shelter to Rescue Coalition, a group of people who pull adoptable dogs from our 4 different Dallas-area rural shelters, bring them home, and ferry them to and from weekly adoption fairs at Petco or PetSmart. We call ourselves a shelter without walls, and we do this as part of the effort to help the 4 shelters we work with, Alvarado, Glenrose, Keene, and Joshua, achieve no-kill status, which means that they euthanize 10% or fewer of the animals they take in, and they do it only in cases of terminal injury or illness or extreme aggression. The goal is that no animal will ever be euthanized just because they run out of space. Our current foster is a Staffordshire Terrier mix named Madison, who is 2.5 years old, spayed female, house-trained, crate-trained, and lives for belly rubs and a ball. The point is, we already had a house full of animals. We didn't need another dog. But 2 months ago, I saw a picture of this tiny black and white female puppy on the Facebook page of one of the shelters we work with, and I knew I had to have her. Because she was in the puppy room, fostering her wouldn't have opened a pen for an incoming dog, so our rescue coordinator said we could either foster with the intent to adopt, or we could go directly to the shelter. So, on a Wednesday afternoon in June, we drove to Alvarado, and we met Janelle, the animal control officer, who introduced us to a tiny, sweet, scared ball of black and white fluff. "She's not doing well," she said. "She and her siblings had coccidiosis, also known as coccidia, and we can't get her to gain weight." We learned that she and her siblings had been left at the river dock behind the shelter. I wanted to give her a nautical name, and with the help of some friends on Facebook, we settled on Piper. We took Piper home and made an appointment with our vet for that Saturday. The picture wasn't pretty. The bacterial infection was still attacking her body, and she was only 3 pounds at 8 weeks old. Even for Border Collie mix, which is what we think she is, that was too small. She had a heart murmur. Her belly was distended. She was lethargic. She presented nearly textbook conditions for a failure-to-thrive puppy. So we took her home from the vet with antibiotics, a tube of Benibac, or beneficial bacteria gel, that would help the good bacteria in her gut work better, and instructions to mix strained yogurt with her kibble, which we'd already started, once a day, and canned puppy food for the extra fat and protein with her kibble twice a day. So our 3-pound puppy was getting fed 3 times a day. The other dogs were very jealous. "Bring her back in a week," they said. We were all convinced we'd be doing little more than nursing her to an easy death. Wee Piper surprised us. After 2 days of yogurt and 3 days on the antibiotics, she became more alert and more active. Her stools, and I'm sorry to mention this, but dog owners, just like new parents, judge their charge's health by the state of their poop, became more normal. She gained 2 pounds. "Keep doing what you're doing," the vet said at her follow-up appointment. "Come back in 2 weeks." Piper gained 5 more pounds and lost the bloated belly. Better yet, the heart murmur, which had already faded the last visit, was no longer detectable at all. So today, she had her final round of puppy shots and her rabies shot. So now she's street legal. She weighs 18.5 pounds And we think that when she's fully grown, which she is definitely going to eventually be, she'll probably be between 40 and 45 pounds. She isn't the little runty puppy anymore. Our little failure to thrive Piper pup has not only found her bark, she's learned that she loves to play with her brothers, both large and small. With Max, she literally sticks her head into his mouth when he yawns, and he just goes, "Oh, okay, I won't close my jaws then." With Teddy, Teddy will go outside and roll onto his back so that his legs are flailing and his belly is up, and Piper will pounce on top of him as if she were a kitten. Both of the big dogs are really, really good at staying low to the ground and pulling their punches. They know how to treat a puppy. Madison, our foster dog, is less thrilled with this whole proposition, but as long as the puppy stays out of her way and she stays out of the puppy's way, everything's good. And Perry, well, he's a chihuahua. He looked at the puppy, said, "God, Mom, you had to bring another one home," and then went and hid under the bed. Actually, he hides under the bed for most reasons. In any case, 2 months ago, we brought home Piper. We didn't need another dog, but clearly, she needed us.
Steam is drifting into the night. Cold outside. Coming off a scary street. Come on inside.
This has been part of the Dog Days of Podcasting. The entire feed for all the participants can be found at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. Show notes and links for Shelter to Rescue and a few other things can be found at my site, bathtubmermaid.com. Thank you for listening, and remember never to let your bathwater get too cold.
So deep inside. And still it shows, but you can use my bathtub. Understand, you can use my bathtub. Yes, you can.